Well, good morning, everyone. All apologies to my Lord and Savior, but the most fun job I have ever had in my life was when I got to teach adult beginner ballet at a studio in Midtown for about 6 years. Priesthood has by far been the most fulfilling and joyful calling and job in my life. But certainly, there are aspects of priesthood that if you called them fun, I'd be concerned for your mental health. My time teaching adult beginner ballet was just so much fun. Ballet was my first love. It was a language that I could speak before I had words. I started when I was three, and it was one of those things that was a natural fit. You all know what that can be like in your own ways and with your own kids and in your own lives, too. I'm a trained educator. Before I went to seminary, I was a school music teacher. I taught movement. I taught music. I like to teach, and I love to try to figure out ways to convey information that is creative and can land in different and unique ways. And so teaching movement, especially teaching ballet, is its own challenge. It's a unique challenge. There are aspects of movement that you can give sort of textbook answers to, how to hold your feet in a first position, or perhaps how to hold your arms, right? Like you hug a big beach ball, right? Lift your elbows and let there be a line from your shoulder to your wrist. There are ways to explain some of the movement, but one of the most intangible elements of ballet to teach was grace. It's not one of those things you can put in a textbook, right? When I, you know, to move, for example, just a simple, you know, extension of the arm, you can certainly say to a student, okay, there's the shoulder placement, and then you lift the elbow, and then you lift the wrist while the hand dangles down a little bit, and then you lift and reach out with the fingers. But this and this and this and this is not the same as something a little more graceful, right? How do you teach that? That was always one of the fun challenges. Because it's not really about the joints and the placement. What I realized was to teach grace is really to teach something that is so inherently intangible. Because grace is about the space between the points. It's about the space between the movements. It's the thread that connects one thing to the next. Another way to think about it is we talk about dots and then connecting the dots, but grace is about the way that you draw the lines that connect the dots. It's stuff that you can't prescribe or put in a textbook or teach or point to or define, but it is so obviously there, right? So when we were reflecting on St. Michael's Day in our staff meeting this past week, the point was made that St. Michael's Day is actually different from the other saints' days that we have in our feast day calendar, because St. Michael wasn't a human being. He wasn't a person with a life story that serves as an example to us. He didn't live a holy and reputable life that we should emulate in some way. He wasn't a martyr, got his head cut off or an eye gouged out or something, right? So many of our saints have these stories of immense, immense dedication to God. But St. Michael was an angel. He was an archangel. And the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels is about a heavenly war, as John read for us so well a few moments ago, a heavenly war that crosses the earthly realm. It's a day to acknowledge the reality that God orders the ministries of angels and mortals alike. It actually points us to the fact that this world, the things that we can connect to and point out and define, is actually connected to God's world, which we can't see, but is nonetheless so truly there. The poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning is famous for her line, "The earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God." I've always loved that line. Earth's crammed with heaven. St. Ignatius of Loyola puts it this way, God in all things. That's at the heart of Ignatian spirituality, God in all things. And it's likely that all of us are here today, both in the pews and online, because somewhere deep down, we know, and maybe have experienced, that God is present in the world around us. We can see the Spirit's movement though we cannot point to it or prescribe it or fully define it, because God's movement is present in and around the things that we can point to. For example, we can point to our Saturday kitchen, even if we can't prescribe the relationships and the spirit that emerge from the most unexpected encounters with our guests each week. We can point to the music that John plays, that the choir sings, the keys and the chords and the instruments and the choral voices that make the music, even when we can't explain or define the ways that music lifts our spirits and our hearts. We can point to the lessons that our children learn in Sunday school each week, as we have made our custom now, even if we cannot predict how those lessons manifest, like days later when a child on a Thursday makes a connection to something that happens that they learned about on Sunday. We can point to the bricks and the mortar of our church building, even if we cannot prescribe the way that this house of worship has shaped and housed and served a community for over 200 years. We can point to a personal habit of praying every morning, even if it is impossible to plan for the ways that God's voice shows up and directs our steps. God's grace lives in that space in between, in the ways that we know but can't define. It is one of those things that is easiest explained by saying, you'll know it when you see it. Or maybe more precisely, you'll know it when you experience it. Today we're also kicking off our annual pledge drive, a campaign that we're calling Forward in Grace, which you'll hear about more in a few minutes. Now, you all know that churches rely on their members to support them financially. Truly, without you, there would be no St. Michael's. And without your financial support, we could not do the things we do. We could not do this and that and that and that, right? And at a time when things are still hard and uncertain, I think it's so fitting that we are guided by the theme of Forward in Grace. We all need a little bit extra grace right now. We're tired, we're overwhelmed. And it doesn't seem like the pandemic in the end did all that much to change our course for the better, like we thought it might, like we hoped it might. There are things that we have less of these days. Less time, less money, less patience, less energy, less joy. But we have more, too. We have more bonds with each other that have grown deeper. We have more awareness of the important things in life. We have more willingness to put our money where our mouth is when it comes to issues of social justice like reparations and climate change. We have more awareness of the frailty and fragility of this life, and more eagerness to live it with integrity. More attention, not just to the things that we can point to, but the movement of the Spirit in between them. In a word, we have more grace. So, in teaching grace, what really stands out to me is that it's not just about the arm. It's not just the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, the hand. Doing a movement in isolation does not achieve the same effect. It's also the lean of the chest, the angle of the head, the dip of the other shoulder. It's about the rootedness of the movement deep from the center and extending outward. It's the space in between the dots. It's connected so much more extensively than you can see or imagine. When I ask my ballet students to define how grace feels, The words they use most often are grounded, centered, and freedom. Even though they can't define exactly where that comes from, even though nobody could put in a textbook what it feels like to have that groundedness, centeredness, and the freedom in a movement. As a church, we are engaged in matters of the Spirit. Even though our website points to the things that we do here and there and everywhere, the truth is those are simply things that help us to see God in between and among. They make us centered and free, walking through a world crammed with heaven. Forward in grace, my friends. Amen.